Hey there, and welcome back to Make It Happen Monday, where every Monday I am bringing you a quick tip to get you moving and make it happen this week. Today, I'm going to walk you through why I stick to creating my top three goals for the year instead of a bunch of smaller goals that can be crossed off a little bit more easily. I even dive into what my top three goals are for 2021, as well as how I organize and lay them out so I can keep them top of mind. Enjoy. So I'm going to kind of break down what I've got going on. So first of all, my biggest priorities for the year, there are three things and two feel the same. So let me explain what I mean by that. So I have up on my board my 2021 top three goals for the year. Okay. Number one has to do with what we call our critical number. Okay. Critical number that moves the business forward faster. For us, that is the number of active businesses that we currently have in our two programs, Foot Traffic Formula and Powerhouse. I did this because they're reoccurring, right? So we have currently today 130 active businesses, active as in paying, right? Let's be real here. If you're working for somebody or with somebody and they haven't paid you in 3 months, you can't count them. Okay. So we have 130 as of today. We track this on a daily basis. So when I say 130, I know that number because I just jumped off my weekly call with my team. Okay. So with that said, and you guys, I'm doing a home office tour coming out on YouTube very soon where I show you the whiteboard and I will link to everything in my office for you to see. So be patient. That video is coming very, very soon. I already recorded it. Okay. So with that said, 130 active businesses inside of one of our reoccurring programs. Okay. That is what moves the needle forward. It's not when we sell a one-off product, right? I mean, it could make a difference, but it's not something that's going to really help scale the business in the numbers that we're looking for. So number one is we have a critical number goal for the end of 2021. So right now we're at 130, but what is our goal moving forward? That is the number I see there. Now, I actually think we went way too low, which is kind of exciting because I think we're going to hit that goal in probably the first 90 days of the year. But to maintain that number is going to take some work in itself. Okay. But that's number one. Number two is a revenue goal associated with that number. So when you might have like 72 things to do and 12 massive goals for 2021, and I'm telling you, I've got three, and number one and number two are pretty much the same, because my point is number two is our annual revenue goal. Well, if that's our number one critical number, it's what's bringing in a majority of the money and it's tied into our revenue goal. It's not even like another goal added on, like, oh, I've got to sell Foot Traffic Formula, but I also have to do this. It's like, no, right? They're hand in hand and it really feels like one goal. Okay. Number three, our third goal is another project that we're taking on our plate this year. That's a large project. Okay. So for us, our number three goal is a new product that we're bringing to market at some point this year. It's a massive goal. So who knows when that's going to be, right? It's a massive goal that we're looking to generate about $300,000 of this just in year one, okay, from this specific product. So when I say I got three goals, I want you to see that these are big goals and there's just three of them. Because if I started telling you all the other things I wanted to do, right, I'm probably not going to have those happen. Now, what's cool is when I look at these three goals on the board, they're big goals, but I don't feel overwhelmed because that's all I'm working on. That's all I'm doing. Okay. So that's part of my board. Okay. Then when I move over and I look at this board, I'm actually looking at my numbers a little bit deeper and I'm looking at what's coming up and what, and like basically our programs are 12-month programs. So every month we might lose people that are ending their membership. So we have an opportunity to retain them, right? To maybe upsell them, downsell them, or we might lose them as one of our critical numbers. So I need to know what is possibly happening next month, right? So we have five people coming up for memberships expiring. Well, one person has already committed and renewed for next time. So I'm like, okay, One down, four more to go. What is happening, right? And we're keeping a pulse on what is going on with our program, okay? Now, when we're retention focused, it means we're product fulfillment, product development focused as well, okay? So what I want you to see here is when I'm looking at real numbers, I don't have anything up here that says like 100,000 Instagram followers, 10,000 Clubhouse members that are like followers. No, okay? You guys, that's not even on the board. I don't look at those numbers on a consistent basis. It is not something that actually moves the needle. So when we're talking about prioritization, mastering prioritization, we have to prioritize things that actually work in your business, things that actually move the needle. If you are focused on Instagram followers and Facebook Live viewers and all of the above, right? And you aren't focused on stuff that actually monetizes, that pays the bills, that can hire your dream team members, right? We're going to have the wrong sort of prioritization. You might have priorities, but they're not actually going to help you with your end goal, okay? So how many of you have some vanity numbers on your goals for 2021? You can look back and say, yeah, I might have had follower count. I might have had whatever that is, which is fine and totally normal and natural, but we've got to get you thinking bigger picture. When I said in this title to make big, bold moves, trust me when I say those 10,000 Instagram followers is not going to make you act or be or do any bigger or bolder than last year, right? You can already be big and bold right now, okay? So that's what I want you thinking about. So I've got my three goals. I've got what is coming up, critical number wise, that I need to be tracking and thinking about, right? How many people, what's happening next month? What do we need to do to keep our critical number higher? Okay. Then I have a whole section on next hires. Okay. I have an entire section on who I'm hiring next, what the roles are, right? So literally our next hire is going to be a marketing manager, somebody that's basically my right hand, leading the marketing department inside of Foot Traffic. I am going to be hiring at some point an in-house copywriter. When I say at some point, you guys, I mean within the next year, we're looking at some of these positions. Some are faster than others, right? Director or marketing manager is my first. But then when I start to get to the next ones, I don't know where they fall, but I do know that they'll happen this year. Because when I look at where we were revenue last year and where we're heading, because it's one of my goals, right? I can see that there's going to be some more needs for other people stepping in, right? When I can see we're going to need to hire because of fulfillment, when the programs are growing so rapidly, right? I've told you guys, November 2019, that's what, a year and 3 months ago, we had seven people in Foot Traffic Formula. Seven, okay? Now, I don't say that in a bad way. We had seven people jump into a program that didn't exist, okay? That is cool. But then, you guys, a year and 3 months later, we have 130 of them in this program committed to us in a long-term program, right? So you see how like focusing on the numbers that matter really starts to make a big difference in the results. It also makes a big difference in how many people we need to hire as this money starts to come in, right? How do we start to make our business stronger and move forward even faster? I hope you enjoyed today's Make It Happen Monday. Make sure to tune into our weekly episode that drops every single Wednesday. See you there.